Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let me play among the stars.
11:53.
Let me
see. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
Like on.
And even though the Jake Gyllenhaal, Ryan Reynolds movie didn't do particularly well at the box office this weekend, you want a scary movie. This is one scary movie. It's about a group of astronauts who are on the International Space Station. They land on Mars, and they collect some soil samples on Mars. And they are now, you know, returning to Earth. But while they're on this International Space Shuttle mission, they're analyzing the soil samples, and they find microorganisms of what could have been at one time possible life on Mars. And they continue to do experiments, trying different things with these soil samples that have the microorganisms, when suddenly they were able to stimulate what apparently was once life on Mars. These little it looks like an anchovy. That's really what it looks like. It looks like a piece of anchovy that at first looks very harmless, you know, and they are treating it as such. But and it's growing and growing and becoming more aggressive. And if you've seen the commercials or the trailers, you know that this thing that once looked like a little piece of anchovy is now climbing into people's mouths and killing them, and they're stuck on this space shuttle. What do they do? How do they contain this? It's a really scary movie that gives you lots of thoughts of, you know, is exploring the unknown worth it? Is there this kind of risk that's involved? A really scary movie that they've put together. So when I sat down with Ryan Reynolds and Jake Gyllenhaal, who played two astronauts on this space shuttle mission, we talked about the idea of what is and what is not scary, and just the silly old time that these guys were having. These are like corralling 2 10-year-olds to get them to start talking at the South by Southwest Music and Film and Arts Festival in Austin, Texas, last weekend.
All right, boys, settle down here. Settle down here, boys.
We're with you.
How's everybody doing? Okay,
pretty good.
Yeah. Enjoying South by Southwest at all?
So far, so good. We had
Ryan's been here for 3.5 weeks.
Yeah,
he got here early.
I like to prep early. I like to stay. I like to dig in hard. I'm one of the embedded actors. South by
Method.
Southwest.
It's very, yes. Very methody that way.
He was just checking out everything that was here just to make sure that, you know, we were ending, so he wanted to make sure that everything was like...
Details. All about the details with you.
I was trying to discover how much alcohol does it take to completely walk away from life.
There's no limit here,
as
it turns out.
There actually is a certain amount, which I discovered.
Alcohol was consumed in those 2.5 weeks, do you think?
In South by Southwest? Yeah. I have no idea. It makes me not want to drink. Like, I came here, I was like,
that actually makes me nauseous.
I should have some water, thank you, yeah.
What was the shooting process like for this? I mean, is it just...
Slow and boring.
Yeah, really? Like every movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, put the two of us together in a room and...
Yeah.
Is it like 2 10-year-olds in a room like that?
Well, you've aged us nonstop.
Not far,
thank you for that. No.
I don't think that's what you meant, but that's what I'm sensing.
We lost days laughing on this set, which we really shouldn't do. I always find that like the sort of higher stakes are in the film, like the more kind of serious it is, there's a more propensity to just kind of lose yourself laughing. So I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but or how I handle adversity. But it was the process was like any other movie, you know. It's a very technical.
But on wires though,
set.
Right?
Yeah, everybody's at zero G's. Everybody's on wires at all times. You know, but you're really just being puppeteered around by a far more skilled stunt crew above you. So
I went into this really not knowing much about the movie, and was kind of blown away by the whole thing and how scary it was, really, the whole thing. So my question to you guys is about scary things to you. Microorganisms in a space shuttle more scary than taking your kids on an airplane trip.
Well, everybody knows it's a...
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's walk into a political nightmare.
Let's get in here now. Because
I heard that was kind of a nightmare. taking your kids on...
Well, no, I have great empathy for parents that are... Before I had kids, I saw parents, you know, schlepping their kids to the airport, how hard it is on the parents, because the children just, you know, think that they're having, you know, they're in the middle of their recreational recess time. Yeah. So it's the parents that are always like, oh, I'm so sorry. And now I'm that guy.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, I can tell you from experience, his children are wonderful. He's the pain in the ass.
That's actually
so
true.
So really what it is just he's the really
It's not my daughter that does, it's me that takes my clothes off on an airplane and introduces myself to every other passenger on board. Yeah.
Jake, for you, micro organisms on a space shuttle or like spending 2 weeks in a nonstop press junket, which would be more scary.
That's really what it. That's
wow.
really
wow.
Really?
You got off easy, buddy.
I know. What was that? Yeah. He was like, I gotta get another one for Jake. He's like, that's the best I could think of.
No, that's
I just needed that one from Ryan. Yeah. And then I'm like,
that seems like that would be really like a horrible, terrifying thing to have to put up with. No,
honestly.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The truth is,
I know what dopes we are.
There is a, and I know what dopes we are. And I have one right here next to me.
That's very true. I would go with something like a spinectomy without anesthesia or something like that, or like a, pulling all your teeth out daily for, how many teeth do you have?
I don't actually have any real teeth.
No, he has none.
So, but I mean, if there was like a crazy creature on a ship, which, by the way, me already on the International Space Station, just thinking about that is terrifying. It's already incomparable to being in a weird hotel room with no windows with people that I sort of know and have over a number of years. Actually, I don't mind it. I don't mind. I enjoy this.
I don't mind
that. Says something about how perverse I am.
But we've been doing interviews with you for how many years?
Like a
long time.
Like we're all like 1,000 years old. So, you know, it's like.
Thanks. Well, that's a nice compliment.
No, but we are, right? I mean, let's be honest.
No, I mean, we do. I know, but I've seen how weird these can get sometimes. And I feel sorry for you guys that. How you're sometimes
really
you put up with crazy.
Sometimes the weird ones are make it interesting.
The most fun.
You know?
Yeah.
I also think there are more difficult things in the world.
There are.
Yeah.
Little reality check from the boys: Ryan Reynolds, Jake Gyllenhaal. Their movie is Life. It is now in theaters.